I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Gino Angeli. He's with the Exchange Club of Marquette County, and they're putting on their annual International Food Fest fundraiser in Matson Lower Harbor Park this weekend. Here's more on what's happening with Gino Angeli.
Starting this coming Saturday, we're kicking off at noon with great food, great entertainment, 3 days of fun and sun. I think I was here first time and I guaranteed the weather. I'm guaranteeing the weather again. And we're starting off with, you know, Outlanders and 906 Sports Bar, Sweet Basil, Senior's Taco Truck, K's Oriental, Irontown Pasties, Sweet and Salty, Steinhaus, Aubrey's, and the Cameron Trails with ice cream. And that's going to be great.
Wow, there is a great bunch of food. It's local vendors that are putting this food together, and that's really what's great about it. It is a community event with community businesses coming together. It starts on Saturday then, right?
Saturday at noon.
And that goes until what time? What is the schedule with that?
We'll be going to about 10:15 all 3 nights, mm-hmm. and culminating on Monday with the fireworks about dark.
Yeah, right around there, 10:30, whatever it may be. But you've got lots of musical entertainment also happening. Give us kind of an overview of who's going to be playing.
3 days of great entertainment. Who Dat Brass, Chase and Steel, The Grunge, Pit Crew, Slam Stones, Michael Waite, Blue Champagne, Black Pearl, Wild Hack, Daryl Surya is going to be there, Dave Barry, Jim and Ray, and we have Three Left Standing, Marquette City Band, Flat Broke Brews, quite a lineup.
And that's going on all weekend, and that's kind of the famous Exchange Club truck that you see, the semi back there. That's the stage and storage, isn't it?
The big white van. Yep. That's where all the noise will be coming from and all the action, and it's going to be a great entertainment.
Weekend weather is looking fantastic right now. They're talking about sunshine, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s right by the lake. You know, but this is all a fundraiser for the Exchange Club. Tell me a little bit about what you do with some of the money that comes in.
Well, we raise upwards of $35,000-$40,000, and it all goes to charities in our community, nonprofits, of course, and you just pick one. Mm-hmm. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs, the robotics, the rowing clubs, the soccer clubs, the hockey, youth baseball. Everybody gets some money. We just contribute to as many as we can. And it's all a great cause. It's great charities. The Women's Center. Boy, the list goes on.
Gino, you're absolutely right, and I pay attention to that. If you pay attention to it, you see the Exchange Club handing out a check just about every week to somebody, anywhere from $500 to $5,000.
There are so many in the community that need help, and you know, that's what our club is all about, is about helping this community and the very fabric of it, and it's all part of a big organization.
This weekend is a great opportunity to help out and raise some money. Again, what are the hours at Matson Lower Harbor Park?
Starting on noon this Saturday till dusk for 3 straight days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Fireworks on Monday. Come down, enjoy the great festivities, and don't forget to get your raffle ticket. Ooh, big raffle, 50-50 raffle on Monday for that huge 50-50 drawing.
I think it's important to mention that you need tokens and tickets and all of that because this is a fundraiser.
You'll need tokens and tickets. Nothing's changed as far as that. And there'll be a nice big signage right when you come in the park to get your tokens and tickets. And everybody consuming alcoholic beverages will need a wristband. Mm-hmm. And that wristband will be sold separately, and everybody wanting to purchase alcoholic beverages will be required to spend an extra dollar, which will go toward a charitable organization.
Right, right.
To have a wristband. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Gino, is that that wristband, you have to get one per day. Is that right?
One per day.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's give them all the vitals where and when one more time. And then also, will those raffle tickets, by the way, be available at the tent where you get those too? Or will
the raffle tickets will be sold throughout the crowd.
Gotcha.
There'll be people from the Rotary Club walking throughout the crowd selling the raffle tickets.
Gotcha. So again, what's happening when and where?
This coming weekend, beginning Saturday at noon, July 2nd, and consequent 3rd and 4th, noon till dusk every day.
And fireworks then after on Monday. And of course, there's a break in the middle of it all for the parade that's going to go right in the area, you know, right downtown.
Parade as usual.
And then the city band also is going to be performing that evening at the park, which is always cool. And then the fireworks. So it sounds like a great weekend.
Great weekend. I hope to see you all down there.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are. Oh, sure. Okay. Certainly. Always. Come on down. Volunteer.
You can volunteer at the Info Tent or find out more by getting a hold of the Exchange Club.
Absolutely.
That's Gino Angeli from the Marquette County Exchange Club for Great Lakes Radio News. I'm Walt Lindelaw.